brought to you by Penguin.
The Housekeeper of Holkham Hall by Maggie Campbell, read by Claire Story. August 1929. Chapter 1. Below stairs, Florrie Bickerstaff's heartbeat sped up to match the thud, thud, thud of the big band playing jazz in the ballroom above them. Even through thick floors fashioned from great oaks, felled in Holcombe's forest some 3 centuries earlier, the reverberations from drums and dancing feet were causing dust to fall from the ceiling in rhythmic puffs. Florrie looked up and frowned, wondering how on earth the old lathe and plaster survived these raucous parties. "Oh, hey," Sally said, sidestepping to dodge the falling dust. "I don't fancy getting that muck in my eyes again. It makes them stream something rotten." The tray in her hands tipped slightly, so that the full glasses tinkled ominously. "And it lands in my hair, so I look grey as a badger."
"Straighten up, will you?" Florrie said. "Never mind your hair. If Mrs. Douglas sees you've spilled a single drop of that champagne, she'll have your guts for garters. Never mind promoting you from kitchen maid."
Looking down the narrow hallway towards the kitchens, she spied the butler, Mr. Arkwright, marching their way, his highly polished shoes and immaculately brilliantined hair gleaming in the gaslight. She lowered her voice to a whisper. "And if Arkwright cops you, you'll be out of a job. We both will. Come on, let's look lively." Ignoring the pain in the soles of her tired feet, Florrie led the way, carrying her own drinks-laden tray up the back staircase, praying that her hands would remain steady. Behind her, Sally complained. "By it, my arms are already killing me. Lady Charlotte should have let us fill these glasses in the vestibule next to the ballroom or the cloakroom or summat." Florrie scoffed. She didn't want any servants hanging around above stairs like a bad smell, spoiling my birthday celebrations. That's what I heard her telling Mrs. Douglas.
"Charming. A gal doesn't turn 25 every day of the week, Mrs. Douglas." Florrie mimicked the coquettish upper-class voice of her employer. Sally laughed. "Poor Bertha. Mrs. Douglas to the likes of you and me." "Aye, poor Mrs. Douglas. I don't know how she bites her tongue."
Not for the first time that day, Florrie thought ruefully of the trip to Rawtenstall that she was supposed to be enjoying on this, the eve of her own 25th birthday. It would be just her luck that Alfred Hitchcock's blackmail would have stopped showing altogether by the time she eventually made it to the town's picture house. "No rest for the wicked," she muttered under her breath, forcing herself to climb the last couple of creaking steps up to the rarefied world of the Harding Bourne's. With her muscles complaining at the weight of the tray, Florrie almost lost her balance as a couple of tipsy high society flappers skittered into her on their way to the privy. They glittered like rare jewels in their fashionable beaded frocks, whispering to one another and, apparently unaware, that they'd almost sent one of their hostess's servants flying. Florrie caught a whiff of their heady perfume and a snippet of their conversation as they passed by.
"He's keen on you, Portia," the taller of the two young women said, her slender arm draped around her friend. "He was devouring you with his eyes, I swear."
"What, Evelyn?" Portia said. She stumbled in her heeled sandals.
"Whoops-a-daisy! Oh, you are fanciful, Ophelia. Who's a married man?
Don't be naive, darling. They're to divorce, I hear."
"Whatever would I do with an impoverished writer?"
Their exchange ended in a peal of giggles, and swinging their beaded evening bags as they went, the two click-clacked around the corner and out of sight.
"Everything all right?" Sally asked.
Florrie glanced down at her friend on the steps below. "Just some squiffy debs. On with the motley." Feeling the perspiration roll beneath her heavy maid's uniform, Florrie made her way into the ballroom and switched on her brightest smile for the guest.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?